is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of June, 2007. It was on this day in 1944 that President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed into law the GI Bill of Rights, a piece of legislation that changed the country, but it was barely covered by newspapers who were busy reporting on the Allied invasion of Europe. The bill was intended at first to provide unemployment benefits to veterans, and then a congressional committee threw in the idea that veterans should get money to go to college if they wanted to. Within the first year after the war, 1 million veterans had applied for that educational benefit. Before the war, about 10% of Americans went to college. After the war, it was about 50%. The effect of the veterans on colleges was dramatic. The grade point averages at most colleges went up, and dropout rates went way down. The cost to taxpayers was about $5.5 billion, but the result was 500,000 engineers, 250,000 accountants, 250,000 teachers, 67,000 doctors, 17,000 writers and editors, and thousands of other professionals. It helped to spur one of the greatest economic booms in American history. It's the birthday of the novelist Erich Maria Remarque, born in Osnabrück, Germany, 1898, author of the classic novel about World War I, All Quiet on the Western Front, which came out in 1929. It was a huge success. It sold more than 1 million copies in Germany. The Nazis were rising to power in Germany at the time. They didn't like the novel because of its negative portrayal of World War I. It was one of the books that they publicly burned in 1933. And in 1938, Remarque lost his German citizenship and eventually ended up in the United States. It's the birthday of the novelist Dan Brown, born in Exeter, New Hampshire, 1964, author of one of the best-selling books of all time, The Da Vinci Code. He grew up on the campus of Phillips Exeter Academy, where his father was a math teacher, in a family that loved to invent and communicate through codes. Every Christmas, Brown and his sister were given poems that provided clues to the locations of their gifts. He was teaching college. He wrote 3 novels in about 3 years that sold about 20,000 copies combined. Got the idea for the Da Vinci Code when he heard about some conspiracy theories that there were secret messages in Da Vinci's painting of The Last Supper. The book sold 6,000 copies on the day it hit bookstores after it got a great review on the front page of the New York Times arts section. By the end of the week, it had sold 25,000 copies. It's estimated now there are about 60 million copies of the Da Vinci Code in print worldwide. And it's the birthday of a theater director who went to college on the GI Bill, Joseph Papp, born in Brooklyn, New York, 1921, who founded Shakespeare in the Park in New York City. Here's a poem for today by Louise Erdrich entitled Thistles for Persia. Under ledge, under tar, under fill, under curved blue stone of doorsteps, under the aggregate of lakebed rock, under loss and under hard words, under steamrollers, under your heart, it doesn't matter. They can live forever. The seeds of thistles push from nowhere, forming a rose of spikes that spreads all summer until it stands in a glory of needles, blossoms, blazing purple clubs and fists. Thistles by Louise Erdrich from her collection Original Fire, Selected and New Poems, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.